a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
You know Ozempic? You've heard of this, right? In the celebrity world at the moment?
No.
It's diabetes medication that has the side effect of weight loss.
Okay.
Now, obviously, got to be very careful when speaking about this because, you know, a lot of celebrities are taking it. Number one, they don't have diabetes. They just want the side effect.
Yeah.
Right? And so it's this dirty kind of underbelly where celebrities and people in general now are taking this drug that is needed for people suffering from diabetes and using it for their own weight loss.
Yeah.
And that causes a lot of issues, taking it off shelves for people that need it.
Always a standard when people use drugs for not what they're supposed to be used for.
Me too.
It's very surprising to me.
The thing is, there's this article that's gone up on Reddit, right? Mm. And they're saying, hey, all these celebrities are losing this weight and you can tell, and a lot of them are not saying it's Ozempic, but it's clearly Ozempic as well because they're losing it very quickly and all this type of stuff. And, you know, as a kid that grew up in the 90s and every magazine had stick-thin people, I mean, I was affected by that.
Mm.
Still very heavily affected by that. Body image, all that type of stuff. I mean, it's just, a lot of us are, right?
Sure.
So obviously, if this brings up anything for you, you know, Lifeline's always there, Butterfly Foundation, check all those things out. But one of the side effects of Ozempic, they were saying, was people can, you know, their hair can start thinning out a little bit.
Okay. Oh, God, how awful. And can't get any thinner for me.
Yeah.
Well, it can, I mean,
in other places.
Yeah.
Tell me more. I've seen you when you bend over, mate. Pull your pants up. Anyway, but then this Reddit thread is saying, oh, but it also makes you poo yourself.
What?
And that means that celebrities are sharting all over the place.
Oh, no.
So if you've ever had a situation where you've either taken a medication or maybe you've just not been well, and we've all been there, you think you can trust a fart and then you're just like, oh, I've made a terrible mistake. Okay? This is what they're saying now. So many celebrities would be pooping the bed.
Oh, no.
Because apparently as well, when people take it, you know, if they up the dose or have the dose for the first time, they wake up at 3 a.m. in the morning and they've pooed themselves. Right?
I love the idea of it happening sort of in the wild, sort of like, you know, you go to get out of your Bentley and it's got white leather seats and there's just a bit of a stain, a bit of a smear. Oh, goodness, I've done it again.
It's like, imagine all the Kardashian sisters, like the whole house is...
of Ozem pooped myself.
Yeah, but this reminds me of a story, right?
Oh, yeah, please tell me.
So they're stupid things. You know when you eat a lot of lollies and stuff like that and it's on the back, this might have...
Gummy bears.
Okay.
The Haribo ones, but also don't worry. We've got a little family tradition on a Saturday morning where we not eat too many, but we get gummy bears after ballet, and we have to like make sure we don't give the girls too many.
Yeah, because they have a laxative effect.
Yeah.
Right? And so I had a mate once, and we were like, got a bag of lollies each. We're on a shopping date. We got a bag of lollies each, and then we were just like, we just ate the whole bag. We're like, look at us. Who doesn't eat a whole bag of lollies?
I respect
anyway,
that.
Anyway, she had a date that night.
Oh, no. And oh, no.
She was at a – well, she was living at her mum and dad's house
How
at the time.
How old were you? I'm picturing like 12-year-old.
No. We're in our 20s, early 20s, right? Okay. And so her parents are away on holidays and she's like having this guy over, right? And they've got a spa. Oh. So she's in the spa. She's in the spa.
No. Lots of bubbles too.
Lots of bubbles. Easy to
fart in a spa.
Lots of bubbles.
Although the waft will eventually.
Well, yeah. So if you've never pooped yourself in a spa, I advise you to be alone.
Certainly not on a date with someone you're trying to impress.
Oh, that was messy. Messy. It just bubbles.
It's warm. Self-stirring, really, isn't it?
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
This might surprise you, though.
Okay.
Yeah. So when you think about sort of generations, Gen Z, so they cop a lot. They cop a lot of flack because they're the new ones.
They're the new ones. And then everyone's like, back in my day. Mm. Yeah. It happened to us too.
So tier-wise, you've got sort of boomers, millennials and Gen Z.
Well, there's Gen X in there too. Are they now collectively in
millennials?
Millennials.
Okay, let's say boomers, Gen X, because Gen X don't get a lot of
because there's boomers
play at the moment.
There's boomers, and then there's isn't there one in between boomers and millennials?
How about you Google while I
think it's Gen X.
Yeah, it's Gen X. So the one that's
So there's grandparents, parents, a little bit older than us, and then younger. I'm pretty sure.
Well, so I don't know what grandparents, because grandparents are older than boomers, aren't they?
Yeah, so they're the 1920s folks. This is sorry.
This is good chat.
Sorry.
It's a really good way to start the story. Should have told me beforehand. Anyway, you got it? Okay. Go on then. Go.
Okay, silent generation is like grandparents' age.
Sure.
Baby boomers, boomers crew, then Gen X, then millennials, then Gen Z.
Okay. Like I told
I was on the right track.
Gen Y has essentially become millennials, yeah? We used to be called Gen Y.
We used to be Gen Y. So if you're 25 to 40, you're a millennial.
Well, 81 is apparently the cutoff for Gen Y. So you'd be 42. When you think about Gen Z, first thing maybe comes to mind, passion for activism, strong sense of self, maybe their penchant for confusing older generations with their bizarre, if not slightly unhinged phrases. Oh my God, Carly's got a 19-year-old chick that started working with her and she was taking them through some of the lingo the other day and it was just...
It's giving cringe.
It's it's giving dumb. what probably doesn't come to mind is strong marriages, but it turns out that one of the key things Gen Z will be known for in the future, they reckon, is strong, respectful relationships and marriages.
Well, I guess the growing up, it's a big thing on communication, consent, you know what I mean, and voicing their opinion. It's like, what do you need?
Yeah.
What do you want?
Yeah.
You don't have to do this if you don't want.
Yeah.
It's very big on that.
So Tinder's done a new future of they've done a new future of dating report 2023 titled A Renaissance in Dating Driven by Authenticity. 18 to 25-year-olds drastically changing the dating game in a way that's going to have a major impact if and when they choose to get married. Now, it's data from multiple countries, thousands of people, right? So it's a big survey. Mm. And essentially the breakdown is that Gen Z's focus on mental health and boundary setting will lay the foundation for them having the most successful marriages yet.
There you go.
Personal development, emotional well-being, clear communication in relationships are all priorities for Gen Z, which leads to stronger and healthier marriages. They are, however, less interested in marriage than previous generations, preferring to focus on creating fulfilling lives. Which all sounds about right until you actually have to spend 5 minutes with them. So if they here's what I'm saying. If they marry themselves, that's fine.
Yeah.
But then if any sort of challenges may come up, like if things get tough, they may just sort of wilt some sort of pair of vegan Doc Martens.
All right. So if you're a boomer and you're looking for an 18-year-old, as some of you might be.
Oh, I'm so glad you said 18. God, why would you go that low? Go 21.
21-year-old?
Yeah.
Well, these boomers, mate,
It's much less creepy.
I see what I say and I say what I see.
It's much less creepy. Anyway, marry yourself a Gen Z, but only if you're a Gen Z.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It wouldn't be Friday if we didn't do this. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's fun fact. Friday. Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts that you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their jobs. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
That felt good.
It did, but I stumbled on interesting, and I know how to say that word, so it's...
It's me. I've infiltrated your mouth. Mm. Sorry. That did not come out the way that I...
I'm just going to move on.
Good.
In ancient Rome, when citizens became unhappy with their city's governance, so the way it was being run, they would all simply leave. Since the politicians required citizens to keep the city running, they were forced to give in to demands. According to historians, this happened at least 5 times.
I love that.
coincidentally, that is actually, you know, you'll see those incredibly racist stickers on the back of cars that are, if you don't like it, leave.
Oh.
They were the first ones on a chariot, on the back of people's chariots.
Jesus.
Talking to yourself is good for your brain. That's a good one for you there. Only about 50% of people get chills when they listen to music.
Really? No, I don't believe that.
Sad for the other 50%.
It is. No, I don't believe that's sad.
According to a recent study, over 50% of students are now actively using AI technology to write essays or pass exams. The other 50%, where are you? What are you doing?
No, but see, I'm like that. I know what I'm like. And I would have to do the work because then I feel like I wouldn't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why we work. It's like this show works so well because
there's a sucker there's and a non-sucker. Kinds.
Yeah. The platypus doesn't have a stomach. Did you know?
No.
Just goes in one end and comes straight out the other.
Oh.
Over time, I guess.
Okay.
In 2016, a monument to the ruble was unveiled in Russia. So the ruble is the Russian dollar.
Yeah.
So a monument, big one. Commemorating the ruble.
Are you over-explaining everything because it's me? Or?
Yeah. That was made from rust. It was made from rust-resistant steel and had the inscription, "Our ruble will not rust."
Rust is something that happens.
In 2020, it rusted. All right.
Sorry. It rusted. It did. I shouldn't talk over you. I'm really sorry.
Bed bugs predate beds by at least 115 million years. So who's the bad guy there?
They made the bed around the bug.
Yeah. It's like, you know, when we're in the ocean. Can't blame the sharks, mate. We're in their territory.
Yeah.
It's beds, bed bugs. Did you know Rowan Atkinson, Mr. Bean, has his heavy goods vehicles license? So if you need a truck driven by Mr. Bean, so he's sitting on the roof with a broom pushing the accelerator. That's not even my joke.
I'd watch that. Yeah. And I'd watch that.
In Detroit, a man was arrested after installing and bolting a marijuana vending machine to the front of his home and selling weed to his neighbourhood. He was making over $2,000 a day, and that is ballsy.
That is.
And just quickly, a study of libidos found women who slept for an extra hour were 14% more likely to want to get involved the next day.
Really?
So there you go. There's a little tip for your weekend.
Nap on, everyone.
Yes.
Nap on I won't finish that.
Let's wrap it up with how much praise each generation needs at work. According to studies, Gen X need to be praised. So this is sort of...
The youngins?
Anyway, Gen X is sort of 40...
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much anyone older than me because I just scrape into
40 to 60 to say 55.
Gen X need once a year praise at work. Millennials, so you and I, we need to be praised 3 times a year, which is about on par for how often I praise you.
Yeah.
And Gen Z, the new gen coming through, so 25 and under, 3 times a week, and ain't that the truth? You're all great, wonderful, good on you. And that's Fun Fact Friday for this week. Fun fact.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Now, what we're talking about this morning is if you hate the way you run, because I do hate the way I look when I run. Quite a rigid back.
You've just got to be yourself.
My chest goes out, my arms, I get little T-Rex arms.
Yeah, it's like almost how I run when I'm not wearing a bra.
Okay.
That's how you run.
How long have you been waiting to tell me that?
No, I'm just saying I keep my arms tight on my sides so that they've got extra support. Okay. Not saying you need the support, though. I know you're very funny in that area.
I'm just saying
you keep your arms there on the side so to stop anything from flying out the side.
Anyway, you heckled me yesterday as I was running down the hallway and I had a moment. I looked at myself. I was actually running to the toilet because we were on a sort of very limited time during the show that we can... go to the toilet.
Yeah.
And I got to the toilet and I walked in and I sort of had a moment. I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, no more. You can run however you want to run. Let it go, Tom.
Oh, good.
A decades and decades of a lifetime of sort of pent up angst and sort of
embarrassment.
Embarrassment.
And
yeah.
I'm sorry that I, you know.
No, that's fine.
I was joking.
Okay.
You and you know that I love, I know.
You
I will never joke again. What about you, Brett from Battle Park?
No, not Brett.
Sorry,
we're going
Cody.
Cody first.
Cody,
Cody's
you
been
did
waiting.
Say that.
Cody. I definitely. Anyway.
Cody from Leopold. How are you going with your run, mate? Are you an embarrassing runner?
Yeah, it's pretty embarrassing, I think. My toes get turned in, like pigeon toes. Run with sort of straight legs and one arm sort of flops out a bit.
Okay.
It's shocking.
Okay. That's very descriptive. I can't even imagine how you do that, but that's... It's okay, mate. Here's what I'm saying to you. Our message to you, well, maybe not Loggy, she can be quite savage, but my message to you this morning is it's okay. You run how you want to run. Don't let anybody
Release
else
it.
Judge you, okay?
I wouldn't call it a run.
Okay.
Cody, you're not getting what you're doing. Come on, say, I release the embarrassment. Say it.
Own it.
I release the embarrassment.
Yes. Brilliant.
I'm like Oprah.
And we release unto you dinner for two at White Eagle House, Fellmongers Road in Breakwater. Well done, mate. You enjoy that. Now we can talk to Brett.
Hi, Brett.
Hi, guys. I ran out to talk about my running, but now all I'm thinking about is Loggy, like a mini Pamela Anderson running with no
okay,
bra.
Okay, wow, that's...
Brett.
that's where the show ends. We're out of time.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.